Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. Well, after the hour, thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. And I'm glad you're here. Dr. Cleve Stevens is here too, ladies and gentlemen. He's got a new book out called The Best in Us, and it's all about a different way to think about leadership. Transformative leadership, not transactional leadership, not dominant leadership, not the kind of leadership that I knew when I was coming up as a pup in the 20th century, but what he calls transformational leadership. And he's here to talk to us about this. Cleve Stevens, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's an absolute pleasure to be with you this morning.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on your book. Tell us what you mean by this new kind of leadership.
Well, Jim, as you point out, the traditional leader says, my job is to simply get the result, and however I get it is immaterial, and people are the means of getting that result. And that's, there's nothing overtly wrong with that. The problem is that as a result of that, we end up destroying the very means of producing the result. That is, we destroy the people.
Taken too far, taking that definition, that nomenclature, to the nth degree, as it has a tendency to do, the execution of that methodology, when you take it too far, it is not sustainable. It does perform.
That's right. It does
have results. You will like it at first, but it is not sustainable.
That's exactly right. It when you actually look at it from just a logical or rational point of view, it can't sustain itself, and that's the best way of putting it. The approach that I advocate, on the other hand, says that, okay, profit is the natural byproduct. If you focus on growing the people, developing your people, and you focus on achieving excellence through the growth of your people, then the natural byproduct is going to be profit, and in fact, it'll be greater profit. And it's a very logical assumption, and when you explain it to people, it makes sense, but it is, as you and I were talking about earlier, it's heretical. It goes against the grain. To say that profit isn't the be-all, the end-all of business, are you crazy? And yet profit is still a good thing. Profit is the natural byproduct, not the
focus. It is a
byproduct.
See, this is the discussion that we got into earlier with the whole thing about the thing with Mitt Romney, that whole debate, you know, on profit. That came out in that discussion as well. The thing that I think is important, Cleve, to say, is that we've got to redefine performance. Isn't the best way to redefine leadership is to redefine the definition of performance?
And so how does a leader measure her or his success? Well, you measure it by how effective your people are, not simply by, and actually the focus is on what they do, whether you have 5 people, 50 people, or 50,000. It doesn't matter. If, as a leader, your focus is on having your people perform at a high level and have that performance, and of course profit is still the easiest measure of that. And we want that, but performance is more so on how am I doing in grooming, developing, and having my people be effective. Now, if you get that as the measure, you're going to produce results, baby. That is just a simple, it's an unquestionable standard by which to measure performance.
Well, Cleve, the kind of management that you talk about, transformational leadership that you talk about in your book, that's actually practiced more than a lot of people realize on Main Street. Because on Main Street, we're more patient, we're closer to our people, we're more likely to think about sustainability than we are about, trading. We don't, on Main Street, right. We don't trade, we invest. On
That's
Wall
exactly
Street,
right.
They don't invest, they trade. And trading, the trading mentality is the enemy of your ideas.
Yeah, it is, because it's a short-term mentality. The trading mentality is driven by what's going to happen in 30, 60, and 90 days at the latest. And when that is the mindset, it's short-term. It doesn't matter how we burn out the tools that we're using. All that matters is, what have you done for me right now? What have you done for me today? And it's an ignorant, and it's frankly, it's an irrational way to approach business and productivity.
Right. Well, as long the share price mentality that we have now with this trading philosophy on Wall Street is really becoming pervasive throughout major corporation, the leadership of major corporations. Not all, because I know many big companies that are led by people who are more likely to think like you, but they really do have a tough balancing act, don't they, between doing the right thing, being transformational leaders, but also being true to their shareholders.
I talk about it as being a dogma. And the dogma is that the only thing that matters is shareholder value. And Milton Friedman made some a brilliant economist who had some amazingly important things to say. But he also had some things to say that ultimately are questionable. But it's become almost like a religion, that this is the truth. Business is here for one reason, and one reason alone, and that's shareholder value. And we have all fallen under the sway of that. And so
I think he would be right if you could say sustainable shareholder value.
Yeah,
because,
that's right.
Because I'll tell you something, Cleve. If our economy, when our economy gets going again, and the small business sector gets strong again, these big companies are not going to be able to run roughshod over their people. They're going to go somewhere else, and the people will have something to say. The employees will have something to say about that, I think, eventually.
Yeah, and that is absolutely right, Jim. And what we know from all the research that's out there, and what we know just intuitively, is the 20 and 30 and 40-somethings, especially the 20 and 30-somethings, who are increasingly making up the workforce.
Hold on to that thought, Cleve. We're going to come back and talk some more about this with Cleve Stevens, folks. The book is called The Best in Us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.